One of the world's great privately held collections of modern sculpture opens to the public this morning. The Nasher Sculpture Center in downtown Dallas includes more than 350 sculptures in all, works by Rodin, Lichtenstein, Matisse, Henry Moore, and others. Bill Zeeble of member station KERA reports from Dallas.
Raymond Nasher and his late wife Patsy began collecting small pre-Columbian sculptures in the 1950s while vacationing in Latin America. By the 1960s, as Ray Nasher's construction business blossomed, the couple decided to spend any spare cash on art. Standing outside while crews put the finishing touches on the sculpture garden, Ray Nasher says they fell in love with modern sculpture.
We were fortunate in the 60s, 70s, 80s that sculpture was considered a secondary or a tertiary kind of art form from a pricing point of view, so that we had the opportunity to buy Matisse's and Brancusi's and Picasso's, as well as going down to the Warhols and Lichtenstein's and Rauschenberg's, etc., at about a 20th of the cost of the paintings at that time.
If a sculpture they bought was too big for their house, Nasher would install it temporarily outside or inside a commercial project he was building. Nothing was ever put in storage. The Nashers bought sculptures they liked. Ray Nasher says they were not guided by sales pitches from dealers.
Patsy and I purchased all of these because they gave us butterflies. They made us feel as if they were very important.
Ray Nasher acknowledges, though, that he often followed his wife's lead. If she liked a piece, they bought it. If he did, and she didn't, they didn't.
They did not buy the most beautiful pieces, but they always sought the most important pieces, and often many of those were very difficult.
Ted Pillsbury is the director of Southern Methodist University's Meadows Museum.
For example, the bronze by Picasso is of a pregnant woman. By no means a beautiful piece of sculpture, but it is an important moment in the development of Picasso's work in three-dimensional art, a seminal piece for this collection.
Another, says Pillsbury, is Mark de Souvereau's massive 40-foot-tall Eviva Amore, an abstract, bolted assembly of steel beams and circular plates standing in the Nasher Sculpture Garden.
These diagonals of de Souvereau's burst into space like an airplane taking off, making us think very much in terms of the relationship of ourselves to the ground upon which we stand. They make you think in terms of scale. They make you think in terms of dynamic movement, the relationship of forms in space.
The sculptures in the garden are arranged among rows of mature trees and stone walkways. The outdoor space takes up two-thirds of the lot, with the indoor galleries at one end. Architect Renzo Piano worked with landscape architect Peter Walker to design the layout. Piano, 1998 winner of the Pritzker Prize, architecture's top honor, says he was eager to steal the land from what had been there, a parking lot.
Making a sculpture garden outside of a city in a paradise is not exactly the same thing like making right in the middle of the mess. When I say mess, I don't want to be negative. I'm just saying that every city is a mess. So the idea of sitting with a sculpture garden that is, of course, the place for contemplation, calm, serenity, right in the middle of the city was, of course, a very important part of the idea.
Piano and Nasher also thought the sculpture should be seen by people walking by. So the side walls of the building and garden are of Italian stone, while the front and rear walls are glass. But perhaps the most unique design feature is the sunscreen on the roof that allows natural light in. The convex glass ceiling is blanketed with cast aluminum tubes or louvers. Vel Hawes, the Sculpture Center's design and construction coordinator, worked with Ray Nasher for decades on commercial projects. He says the sunscreen is designed to keep direct sunlight from damaging the art.
Always north light is permitted in, which is the genius of it. The natural light that art so loves to be displayed in.
Hawes says the roof alone costs $250 a square foot. The original $35 million estimate for this center soared to $70 million. Nasher paid for it all himself because he knew what he had and wanted it displayed properly. Museums in New York, London, and Washington, D.C. had tried for years to get the collection. But Nasher, who built his career and raised his family in Dallas, decided to build his sculpture center here.
I felt relatively selfish in having these at home and just showing it to people who would come and visit. Now it's available for everyone in the world.
Raymond Nasher says for this project, he wanted to think less like a businessman and create something that will last for centuries. For NPR News, I'm Bill Ziebel in Dallas.